You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Hear It with Trainer. I am your host, Ryan Trainer, and today will be a solo podcast, just updating you on the show and, you know, where it's going and how it's going. So just been slacking on a little bit of the guest kind of spots and lining up. So just thought I'd be talking about with what's going on and, you know, just kind of getting it out there too. So I think what's new with the podcast is I'll be, you know, just having my regular guests that I can line up, just, you know, people that I find interesting in what they're doing and, you know, kind of how they're going about it. So I'll still be having guests on those, but I think I'll be doing kind of a monologue kind of thing as well. So just dropping some, you know, stuff I've been thinking about, maybe saw on the interweb. And yeah, you know, just kind of keep it up to date just so there's, you know, some content coming out each time. So I just wanted to bring that up. So obviously you'll know each show will, you know, either have a guest or it'll just be me in the hot seat. So you can, again, find all my previous podcasts and everything else at trainerpodcast.com or on the Podcast Detroit website is where all the other shows will be held, too. So another news, me and my good friend Mike, who has been on the show as well, and this will be like doing a cross-platform as well because the Ultimate Nerd Podcast is another podcast I do with my good friend Mike, where we just talk about, you know, all different kinds of stuff in the nerd world and video games, anime, you know, media and stuff like that, and just having a good time talking about it. So check that out. That's also on my website as well as trainerpodcast.com. And yeah, check it out. It's we drop two a month, so we might be kind of mixing that up a little bit as well. Hopefully maybe get into a weekly kind of basis. So we're still trying to kind of plan that out and schedule it out as well. So yeah, check that out if you want something more of like kind of a different beat. You know, this is more like a talk show kind of thing, just getting to know other people and obviously me spewing out ideas and things like that of that nature. But yeah, it has a Twitter and Instagram as well. You can just look up Ultimate Nerd Podcast and you'll find that. And yeah, just drop us a line, say hi, and, you know, give us a good rating. Same with this podcast. If you can rate it as well, that would be pretty cool. And, you know, let me know what you want to hear. And, you know, if you want to be a guest on, you know, let me know too. So I guess the only two real things, since I'm not the biggest into getting my news, I guess, relevant or really care about much else with politics and shit like that, but the new Avengers 4 trailer was dropped, and this was pretty cool. Finally getting some actual content on what we're going to be seeing for the next Avengers movie. So I liked it. It was really, you know, they didn't show much, but I like that in a trailer where it almost looks like, I mean, there's obviously going to be action and stuff like that, but you know, it seems like a pretty kind of not slow pace. I don't know how to describe it, but it's just interesting to see how, since this happened and, you know, 50% of the population is gone, like what the Avengers are going to do and Thanos and that whole situation and all the characters that we didn't see in the original Infinity War, we're going to see obviously in this one and how that pans out with, you know, obviously Captain Marvel is going to probably show up and, you know, Ant-Man and Hawkeye, you know, kind of get to see where they're at in this whole situation as well, which will be pretty cool. And, you know, obviously a good kind of way to see it all wrap up, I hope. So yeah. And I guess on that line too, the, Captain Marvel trailer, the more extended one came out. I have to say, I mean, I know it's going to be probably good and definitely worth watching, but I'm a little more vague on what her kind of situation is. Kind of seems like a Green Lantern kind of spin off, but like their version of the Green Lantern. So the effects and graphics still look good and it still looked very interesting. And I don't know. I just wasn't as psyched about it as I thought I would be. So, but, you know, I know the first Guardians bad guy, Rohan, I think, yeah, Rohan the Accuser is supposedly in it, and that'll be interesting to see him being brought back. I thought he was a kind of an underrated character that was a really good bad guy throughout all the Marvel stuff. So yeah, I was really pleased with, you know, those trailers popping up, and you know, I'm hoping to see what, you know, they're going to be about. And the 2018 Video Game Awards was this weekend as well. So that was cool, seeing a lot of new trailers and things coming up as well. You know, Resident Evil 2 had a lot more showing, and that'll be out next month. So I can't wait for that. I almost wish they came out this month. You know, that'd be definitely an awesome Christmas present I'd get for myself for sure. But I'm liking where they're going with it. And I was talking with my buddy Mike yesterday, and they were kind of, I guess, spreading rumors about they might be doing this to Resident Evil 3 Nemesis. And if I could ever see that game in those type of graphics with that type of gameplay, I would be pretty freaking happy. So, yeah, I hope they continue kind of to do that. In my mind, I thought with how the series is going with Resident Evil 7 and them kind of doing a different take and like the first person kind of scary, weird, like it was a good game, you know, not the best, but I liked it way better than 6. But, you know, I think it'd be kind of cool if they took a pause and maybe revamped some of these older games. Like they already did 1, they're doing 2, and that looks amazing. They did 3 in Veronica and then made a new IP. I think that'd be a pretty cool idea. And, yeah, I'm just looking forward to that as well. And, obviously God of War won the, best video game of 2018. And I just beat that recently too. So I guess I'm glad I kind of was a little late on the game with it, but I did beat it in the year. So that's all that matters. But, I'm surprised because Red Dead actually got way more attention, but it, I guess, got 2nd. And, you know, I'm not a big Red Dead 2 fan. I just been hearing more about it. And, you know, when it falls into South Park, you know, it's doing the right thing to get popular and stuff like that too. So, but I'm glad it was, you know, the game that was picked for number one was one that I actually found interesting and, you know, was put, you know, actually put some time into as well. So yeah, they had a lot of other things with the new pack of Smash Brother characters that they showed out too, which was really cool because they're adding Persona 5's main character Joker into Super Smash Brothers, which kind of boggles my mind. And I never thought it makes sense in the way, but you know, this is a PlayStation game, you know, and I know they're going to be doing a Mashimi Gani Tensei on the Switch, but no things about Persona. So it's kind of interesting to see, you know, this character being brought up in, you know, this huge franchise of, you know, fighting games and stuff like that. So I'm glad, and I think he'll fit right in and be really cool, especially playing it last night. The game is amazing. Super fun. All the characters, you know, they just did what is, you know, it's not my favorite fighting game, but I like it because it's simple. It has its own thing. It's different. And yeah, it's a cool, you know, I just think since I have a Switch now, I can actually get it too. I kind of fell off with it with the Wii U and all those other ones. So I hadn't really got into Smash Brothers as well. So having this one with all the characters, all the basically stuff from all the other previous games into one game, plus all the new stuff they're doing, it's definitely seems like it's worth all the money. And they're giving you basically so much for, you know, the price of a game now. You want as much content as you can get out of anything. So yeah, it was a good experience. And yeah, I'm looking to actually get it and put some time into the actual story and unlocking characters. Seems like a lot of fun. So yeah, another thing, I'm never really like a big fan of these, but the Mortal Kombat 11 trailer was dropped as well. And Jesus Christ, it's the aesthetic of those games. They're not always my favorite, like, fighting games. They just, I don't know, they just don't like hit me right, but I don't mind watching them on YouTube all the time. They're the x-rays, the fatalities, especially now, and they put every, you know, cent into their graphics and design, and it's pretty cool. And I always like that. And, you know, it never gets boring to watch. And I always like to see what they do with their special characters and them redesigning new characters and making them just look even more crazy. And just the things they come up with their fatalities and special moves is pretty awesome. So I'm looking forward to see what will be coming out with the Mortal Kombat 11 game. And, you know, maybe I'll try it, give it a shot this year, whenever it's coming out. Can't remember the release date, but I saw a lot of good stuff. Tekken 7, though, finally showed some stuff with the Negan character from Walking Dead, and I don't know what they're thinking. And, you know, Tekken 7 was a really good game. I played it, had a lot of fun with it, but I think they could have had so much better with their characters that they brought in. And I think they were just trying to pull a lot of wild cards, but, you know, having Noctis from Final Fantasy 15 to Negan from Walking Dead, it's like, why are you adding these characters that probably would fit more into like a Soul Calibur game than in a Tekken game? And I know they're kind of along the same lines, but Tekken isn't about people with weapons. So why get a guy with magical swords and a dude that's from a zombie apocalypse live action, you know, show? So I don't know. It wasn't too impressive, and I didn't like the whole, it just didn't rub me the right way. You know, I think it just didn't make sense. So I don't know. It could be cool. I might try to see it and play around with it, get my actual opinion on it, you know, playing it. But those are kind of like the big things I was looking up this week. So yeah, I kind of did this little impromptu podcast, but just keep this short and sweet. And I just wanted to drop in, say hi, and just talk about where the podcast is going. And, you know, I hope to get some, you know, guests on soon, and just be talking more about just cool shit. And I'll definitely be more prepared for next time if this is just me and you sitting down and talking. So yeah, you can again find all my stuff on trainerpodcast.com. You can look me up on Instagram and Twitter, Nerd Trainer on my Instagram. And check out Ultimate Nerd Podcast. It's a really fun podcast I do, again, with my friend Mike. And we basically talk about just shows, video games, and I think we're going to get more into just kind of, you know, having more fun conversations and stuff. But we do our best at trying to break down games in the sense that the ones we like, and animes and movies. So yeah, check it out. It's all on my website at trainerpodcast.com. And if you want to, you know, say hi, you can do that. And just look forward to some good podcasts coming up. So I got some good ideas coming. And thanks for listening, and have a good one.